cover this old-fashioned people hand piece it.
They call them catacombs.
Okay, but this is something that people would, made out of patchwork, and people would sew, and they'd be, you make the top for it, and then you put cotton in?
You make a quilt out of it.
Okay. Did you ever make quilts?
Mine did. I used to quilt 2 or 3 every morning.
Really? Do you still do it?
I can't see how to thread needles now. I don't try to quilt now.
Do you know anybody around here who does?
Well, yeah, there's lots of people still make their own quilt. And they quilt down here at Fairview. People take quilts in there and women goes and quilts them. Down, they call it the center down here at Fairview between here and Gainsborough.
Yeah. Do you remember names for different kinds of quilts?
No, I don't. I never was been no benefit to them down there since I got doing that, and I never did go to their quilting.
Yeah.
Margie, my dirt girl down here in Marietta, they go and help quilt lots. I did.
Yeah. Okay, do you remember what you'd call a sort of a bed you'd make on the floor, maybe for children to sleep on?
I was calling it laid down bed.
Okay.
That's what you could call it.
Okay, and you say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very
good.
Or another word you might use.
I don't want to know.
The soil is very
Well, if I hadn't broke up and ready to plant it and fixed in good shape, I'd just say the ground is in good shape to plant it.
Yeah. I'll tell you the word, it means the soil is very rich. The soil, you don't need to add any fertilizer to it or anything. The soil is very
good.
Okay, what about the word fertile?
Well, I guess that'd be what I'd say. Everybody uses fertilizer these days.
Okay, and what do you call land that lies along a stream and it sort of gets flooded over in the springtime and it's real rich soil?
Well, I guess it'd be called backwater land.
Be called what?
Backwater land, where the backwater gets over when there's big water.
Okay, and land, a field that might be good for nothing except raising grass or clover and alfalfa or something like that.
Might call it a pasture.
Okay. And what about land that has water standing on it most of the time?
Call it a swamp.
Okay. And what kinds of soil are there? The real rich soil, what do you call that?
I wouldn't know unless it would just be called good soil.
Okay, what about that part sand and part clay?
Well, I don't know where sandy ground would be any good or not, but...
That's no account
for anybody's water business, Sandy. Yeah. What about the word loam or
moon?
Loam? Yeah.
Well, I guess you just go somewhere and buy some money, you'd call it a loan.
Okay, and if you were getting water off from, if you had a swamp and you were getting water off the swamp, you'd say that you were doing what?
I wouldn't know what to say about that, but I didn't know nobody doing that.
They either were drain or dream.
Yeah, well, yeah.